Hello, everyone. This is Kevin Fitzpatrick here. Welcome to another episode of the Sonesta Perspective. We're going to dive into something I've spent a lot of time thinking about, especially given the environment in which we're working today, and that is around career transition. Now, career transition in and of itself has a number of definitions. Career transition can mean changing companies, changing roles outside of a company, unexpectedly losing your job, or just looking at what's the next opportunity to raise your brand within your current organization. And if you're feeling stuck or restless, or on the verge of something new, this episode's for you. What I want to walk through today is a framework that I call six-step insights. Now, this framework came up, quite frankly, as a much shorter version of personal product development process I came up with several years ago. It is designed to help you move through change with clarity, not chaos. Think of it as a set of prompts, brutally honest ones, to help you figure out what's next and why. Step one is really around being honest with yourself. Start here. Don't skip it. Ask the hard stuff. What's actually working in your current role or path? What's draining you? Why are you considering a change? Or why was a change unexpectedly thrust upon you? This is not about judgment. This is about naming reality. This is about the story we tell ourselves about loyalty, fear, sunk cost. They cloud the path forward. This step is your clearing point. Take as much space as you need. This isn't bullet points. This is raw, unfiltered reflection. Step two is really around defining your significant accomplishments. Now, once you've been honest about where you have been, where you are, zoom out. Look at what you've actually accomplished, not the lines on your resume, the meaningful wins. Read between the lines. Where did you make something better? Lead through a mess or exceed expectations. These are clues, not just about what you can do, but it is about what gives you energy. It can be about what you will or will not do. It can focus on your values and identify what it is you want to do more of as you move forward in your career. At the next step would be step three, clarify what you want to do. Most people skip this part. They think it's default. Well, it's what I'm qualified for, or instead it's what I want, or what I've always done, or I've only spent time in this vertical. Don't do that. Open the aperture. This is your permission to be specific and bold, to lay out there what kind of work you're pulled towards, what kind of problems do you want to solve, and how do you want to solve them? Who do you want to solve them with? What organization or group of people do you want to work alongside to make moving forward that much different? This isn't naive. This is directional. If you're not clear here, it's going to be very, very different to move forward, and you're going to default back to the same old, which at this point probably hasn't worked, or you wouldn't be in this situation potentially to begin with. Step four is to name your key strengths. Cut the fluff. Forget about that. And forgive me, as a recovering HR person, not a lot of HR speak. Please know more. I'm a strong communicator. I'm a team player. I'm a strategic thinker. Get specifics. Show what are your strengths that show up in the real world. Are they measurable and why? Maybe you build systems that scale. Maybe you diffuse tension in tough times. Maybe you thrive in chaos and make clarity. Get specific. Make it real, because this is the stuff that will anchor your story in doing interviews and conversations. It'll help you zero in on what's that next opportunity. This is not a hobby. This is your career. Step five is own your own development opportunities. This isn't about being self-deprecating. This is about being self-aware with laser focus. What gets in your way? What skills need sharpening? What feedback have you ignored? What feedback, quite frankly, have you not liked? Listen to it anyway. When you name your own gaps, when you take control of the narrative, you show up in the room with greater maturity, less defensiveness, in a much stronger way. And that builds trust quickly with hiring managers, partners, whomever. And step six is build your segue in your action plan. This is where it all becomes strategy. You're not just being reactive, you're playing chess. You're saying, how can I take steps 1 through 5 and put them into play and move me 3 steps ahead as I'm considering a transition in my career? If you're in active conversations, prepping for interviews, or evaluating offers, go back through steps 1 to 5 with those opportunities in mind. Ask yourself, does this align with my strengths and with my vision and with my values? What's my why for this move? Can I communicate it clearly? If I say yes, how do I make the first 100 days count? That's the kicker. Don't stop at the job offer. Keep iterating through this framework even after you land the role. Treat your first quarter as a living SWOT analysis. This process is designed to focus on what's working, what's not, what feedback am I getting, how do I adjust? The goal isn't perfection. The goal is honest alignment and continuous improvement. Look, I've seen this play out with clients, with candidates, and in fact, in my own life. The transitions go well aren't the ones with perfect timing or flawless strategy. They're the ones rooted in self-awareness, real conversation, deep preparation, knowing your product. The six-step insight, isn't a checklist. It's a compass. It's designed to provide direction in a path that's going to make sense for your career. And if you use it right, it will guide you through uncertainty with a little more clarity, a little more peace, and a lot more purpose. If this resonated with you and you're willing to walk through the career pivot right now, I'd love to hear from you. And if you know someone wrestling with what's next, pass this on. Passing it on and helping others is the way to make this work. This has been the Sonesta Perspective. I'm Kevin Fitzpatrick. Stay reflective, stay courageous, stay true, and keep going. Thank you.